This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. New York City has had 109 mayors, and they have all been men. Now, with more women than ever running for the top job, no matter who wins, their campaigns are rewriting the political playbook in the city. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has the story.
It was only about an hour after the polls closed when Democrat Ruth Messenger went on stage in a ballroom at the Sheraton near Times Square.
Ladies and gentlemen, our mayoral candidate, Ruth Messenger.
She was the first woman to be a major party candidate for mayor, and she lost to the incumbent.
I have just spoken to Rudy Giuliani, and I...
That was 24 years ago. We'll come back to that scene in a moment. But speaking to Messenger now, at 80 years old...
Oh, my God. There's nothing but sexism in government and politics. All the time.
She says not a lot has changed.
So there's this whole notion of women as executives, a little bit risky. Women in New York, very risky.
At the time, Messenger was the only woman in the race. This year, a dozen women set up committees to run for mayor. It's true that the leading women candidates are lagging when it comes to money and name recognition, but there are real signs of change. Behind the scenes, more women are in senior roles running campaigns, and now, with ranked choice voting, the old guard is being challenged. A handful of other women have made a run since Messenger. In 2005, C. Virginia Fields became the first black woman to run for mayor, but placed third.
Running for mayor of this city is not an inexpensive task. And we had tremendous challenges raising money.
In 2013, Christine Quinn went from presumed frontrunner to another third-place finish.
To a large degree, my race was defined by people's reaction to me as a woman and as a lesbian. And the second thing that defined my race was my reaction to the reaction.
Columbia University political science professor Esther Fuchs says these women candidates all assumed a certain level of voter turnout based on gender, which she says was a mistake.
Women who vote in New York City in Democratic primaries do not vote as a bloc.
Data from the Center for American Women in Politics shows that voters are coming around electing more women. They make up a quarter of Congress and more than 30% of state legislatures. But the executive branch is more challenging. There are just 9 women governors and only 27 mayors in the 100 largest cities. Debbie Walsh, who runs the center, says voters are more likely to question the qualifications of women candidates running for the top job.
If there is this little nagging concern about a woman candidate's qualifications, and then the media starts to cover questions of their electability and their experience, it starts to feed on itself. And it becomes, in effect, a self-fulfilling prophecy.
She points to the winnowing of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary as an example of that.
The two leading candidates for the Democratic nomination, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders candidates.
Here in the city, there are a bunch of organizations dedicated to helping women get elected to office. Amplify Her is one of them. Marty Speranza Wong is the executive director.
If we don't solve that problem at the city council level or electing state assembly and senators that are representative, we're going to continue to have this issue in terms of citywide leadership.
But it's not just more women running for office. There are more women in senior positions behind the scenes for male and female candidates.
I think it's pretty amazing whether or not you are working for a Maya Wiley or a Scott Stringer or any other campaign across the city. You are in a space where there are a lot of women who are setting the stage, setting the strategy, and moving the program for their candidates to win.
Camille Rivera works as a senior advisor on Scott Stringer's campaign. She says they support each other in real life and in social media spaces like Twitter.
When you're in that space, you also open up to scrutiny. And with women of color, in particular, BIPOC women of color, the spotlight is on you constantly.
The current group of leading women candidates say they fully recognize the challenges they face. All the women are first-time candidates, which means they're outsiders in a very insider's game.
There are enormous obstacles for non-career political candidates to run at all.
We have historically had a politics that's about machine politics, and where candidates who win historically came from political machines. And that meant a lot more men in the pipeline.
That's Lori Sutton and Maya Wiley. There's also the narrative around what makes a qualified executive.
A woman who runs a household is, in fact, an executive. The number of things that need to be balanced and managed and executed and the multitasking that needs to happen is extraordinary and always underestimated and undervalued.
I know that I'm more qualified than any of the men in the race, by far. And so I don't just run as the most qualified woman. I run as the most qualified person.
That's Diane Morales and Catherine Garcia. Add to the mix ranked choice voting, which will allow voters to choose up to 5 candidates in order of preference. So far, there are already signs we may see cross-endorsements in the mayor's race, with people announcing their first and second choice. When the candidates were asked that question at a forum earlier this month, Wiley and Morales picked each other. The other candidates either dodged the question or picked a woman, too.
Thank you.
Which brings us back to that ballroom in 1997, with Ruth Messenger on stage, sounding weary from a hard-fought campaign, but with a message we've heard repeated in recent years for the candidates who would come next.
Somewhere out there, a little girl is watching this. And this message is for her. I didn't become mayor tonight, young lady, but you will.
And this year, she just might be right. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.
For more on the mayor's race, including guides on who's running and how ranked choice voting works, go to gothamist.com/election2021.